Today we celebrate the solemnity of one of the greatest saints of our modern times, Saint Pio Petrocina, another Franciscan saint. Saint Maximilian II was another great saint of our modern times, and they were both great Marian saints, both great Franciscans. Saint Maximilian being conventual Franciscan of the conventual tradition, and Saint Pio of the Capuchin tradition. And we Franciscans of the Immaculate celebrate Saint Pio's feast day as a solemnity because he was always a patron of our founder, Father Stefano Minelli. Saint Pio was the spiritual father of our founder, Father Stefano Minelli, but also the spiritual father of the whole Minelli family. The parents of Father Stefano were his spiritual children, and many of the members of Father Stefano's family were spiritual children of Saint Pio, and many too were married by him. And so he is very special to Father Stefano and to the Franciscans of the Immaculate family. And Saint Pio too admired and revered the father of Father Stefano. One time when Father Stefano's father was approaching Saint Pio, Saint Pio said, "I blush when he comes into my presence," because he was the father of 22 children and lived a holy life. And he's a servant of God now, the father of Father Stefano, Settimio Minelli, and also his wife, Lucia, are both servants of God now, and the cause of their beatification is pending. And so we look at this great martyr, really, of the Catholic Church, of all of us, this great martyr, Saint Pio, who suffered the stigmata, the wounds of Christ in his hands and feet and side for 50 years of his life. He suffered greatly that suffering, but he suffered it for the salvation of souls, suffered it to help souls to find salvation. And he really underlines all the truths of our Catholic faith, the truth of suffering, that we must share in the sufferings of Christ for our own salvation and for to help our neighbor out of charity. But he underlines the truth of the Holy Eucharist and his intense love for the Holy Eucharist, his intense celebration of Holy Mass, his intense love for Our Lady and his intense devotion to the Holy Rosary, his intense celebration of the sacrament of penance, which he spent so much time in the confessional. They spend on a regular basis 15 hours a day in the confessional, sometimes even up to 19 hours of the day in the confessional, hearing confessions day in and day out. All these truths of our faith are seen in the person of Saint Pio, and his intensity really is a memory to our modern times, especially in the last 50 years, where the intensity of our faith has gradually decreased, and the attendance of Holy Mass going down, the reverence for Holy Mass going down, the love for Our Lady diminishing, religious life, the observance of religious life diminishing at times in certain religious orders. His intensity of his observance of the Franciscan life is a real example to us Franciscans, but an example to the world of how we should be living our Catholic faith with intensity, with seriousness, with all our effort, all our heart. He was so totally absorbed in the Holy Catholic faith, his love for Holy Mother Church, his love for Jesus in the Eucharist, his love for Our Lady, his love for everything we hold dear in our Catholic faith. And he lived it in his person, in his heart, in his person. He gave his entire life, his entire being to Jesus Christ, to Our Lady, to His Catholic faith. And so He's an example to us of how we must live our faith more intensely, more totally, more fully, more full of love for our Lord, more willingness to sacrifice and to live a life of charity and seeking the salvation of souls and suffering for others, and more observance of the gospel, and the teachings of Jesus. He embodied all of this intensely, His love. He loved God with all His heart, soul, and strength. So I think we can look at St. Pio and take that especially to heart, the intensity that we need to celebrate our Christian faith and live our Christian faith, and asking Him to really fill us with that zeal, that love for God that He had.
Et Jesus.